B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
Well, good Tuesday morning. Farzetta and Trey show. Bob Cooney in for Mark Farzetta today. More baby duty. Trey Thomas, Jamie Lynch, Pat Egan producing, Sam Wilson running around, taking care of business. Kind of a boring sports night last night, guys. Nothing really much going on. Trey, I know you're probably watching some wrestling.
No.
Man, nobody watches wrestling with me.
No, I'm sorry.
Wow. All right.
Sam usually does.
Yeah, Sam is into it. She had the shirt, right? She had a shirt with all the Hall of Fame wrestlers on it or whatever. But we did have some pretty interesting happenings with, the Phillies go tonight. So you got Vargas on the mound tonight against the Cubs. I don't know how many times I said a big series. Stop. You gotta keep them on your radar, James.
I know you will,
but you're going in with that. You don't expect anything kind of outlook. But it can happen. They're only two games out. Trey keeps telling us, don't give up. It could still happen.
Only two out
of the wild card. So we got the Phillies going tonight. I don't know how much interest that's garnering. Yesterday, Eagles practice. Same old stuff. A lot of people out. A lot of people coming back. Don't know if there's going to be any Carson Wentz sightings. I think he and Doug Peterson are talking today.
Doug is talking at 11:10. We'll have it
and
on
we'll
middays.
Have it here. Yep. Right. Yes. Yeah, so, Jamie, you're going to be on middays today.
9 hours of radio today.
Wow.
Let's get it.
You're a Jamie Lynch fan. You're getting it all today.
I got lots of caffeine.
Yeah, you better.
Yeah.
I guess the biggest story that came out yesterday, Trey, and Jamie and I were both thinking of you when it happened. A little tussle between an offensive lineman and a defensive lineman.
Yeah, a kerfuffle.
A kerfuffle.
Yeah.
I watch
a lot of Judge Judy, so, you know.
Is she a big kerfuffle?
Yeah, she's a big kerfuffle person.
Do you know how much money she makes a year?
What, like 40-something million?
It's like 48, 49 million a year.
Yeah, really?
And she works like, I think, a month and a half of the year. Like, they film everything all at once,
right,
and she's done.
Yeah.
She's the highest, I believe she's up there as the highest paid person in television.
That's awesome.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah, that's amazing.
I guess if you use the word kerfuffle,
You can throw kerfuffle out there, you know, when that's like part of your vocabulary. I mean, you know.
The 40 million just naturally follows.
Just comes in,
kerfuffle.
It's a great word. Yeah, it is. Awesome. All right.
So it's like expected now. Dog days of August in training camp.
August, really, with this camp, like the way camp is now, you call this the dog days of camp?
I'm just calling it what everybody else calls it. It's not the dog days that you endured with the two-a-days and the hitting and going to the ground all the time. Yeah, this is like a spa for these guys compared to what you went through, right?
It's still camp, but to call it dog days. When you have
puppy days,
like every other
kitten
day
days?
Is off, you know. But it's cool. It is what it is. Uh-huh. I'm not going to be that old.
No jealousy there.
I'm not
going to
be that old head. Just like,
In my day, we walked uphill both ways
right.
to training.
You did.
That's
we played
right.
in a field full of spurs.
And
you know,
snow in late July.
No cleats, no gloves, no pads. We just hit each other. No teeth.
Uphill in Lehigh Valley, everywhere you went.
That's true. It was uphill everywhere you went. That's true. Yeah.
I know. We all spent many days there.
Yeah. So you know, you had Andre Dillon. He got into a little kerfuffle with Barnett. You know, he's coming back. A little energy. Now, from what I understand, is that Dillard practice hard every time.
Yeah.
Good.
He goes hard, and you know.
I'd rather have him have to rein it in than not have it.
Yeah, you know, he comes out there with aggression now.
It's very unpacked 12 of them.
Yeah.
I'm all about it.
Yeah, I'm all for that. You know, I'm all for the aggression.
Yeah.
You know, but.
There has to be a butt coming.
Yeah, you know, I never in all of my years, and I tweeted this out yesterday. Never in all my years have I seen a GM get involved with making peace.
That was something.
Between a fight on the field. So I had to tweet Joe Banner.
Did you?
Yeah, I had to ask Joe Banner. Where were you when Trot was being mean? Where were you when D-Walk and D-Burge and all those guys were being mean?
We're coming to kick your ass.
Where, Joe Banner, where were you?
Did he get back to you?
Yeah, he said he was hiding. I'm going to let y'all work that out, you know?
That was odd. I guess Howie was just there and felt the need to go over.
No, I'm pretty sure Howie's at every practice.
Yeah, he's on the field most
But
practices.
I've never seen a GM... get involved with a fight on the field.
Like, if your GM's a former offensive lineman or something like, yeah, okay, maybe they get over there. But was Howie going to break them up?
What situation it is, I had never seen a GM get involved with a kerfuffle. And he's like, look, man, hey, listen, I need y'all to come together. Let's shake hands. You know, you guys know you love each other. You know, it's going to happen. But then, because Jamie tweeted me the picture.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you know.
A little waterworks.
Yeah. hey, man, you know, the man had to let it out.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, sometimes, man. Because I'm an emotional person.
Yeah.
I like a good cry.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with crying.
You know, yeah, hey, man, you get a good cry in, you know. Hey, man, let it out. Go ahead, let it out, man. It's a lot of pressure, man.
Doug gets it.
Hey, man, you see this shoulder?
Doug
these wings?
Doug promotes it, yeah.
You see these wings
right
here?
Bring it in, Andre. Yeah.
Come on in here, man. If you need to get underneath these wings and cry a little bit, it's all right, man. You let that out. You let that out. I'd rather you let that out and then you have it all bottled up and then you can't practice. Yeah. But then when you get in a fight, and you cry. You can't get bull rushed the next play into the quarterback.
You clipped his ankle, right?
Yeah, you can't. Yeah. We can't have that. So, you know, if you're going to be a bit badass, you don't turn the badass off. You keep the badass turned on. You know. But after you get a good cry, I think the cry kind of released some of that energy, you know. And you know, hey man, it's a lot of pressure for the young fella.
Yeah, I'm looking at the picture here. Is it a possibility he's just wiping sweat and wincing at the same time?
It was a cry.
Yeah?
It was a cry.
Just getting it out.
Hey, man, sometimes you got to get it out, man. All I'm wondering, do you go take a nap afterwards? Because you know after a good cry, you still be...
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Skylar was doing that last night.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's all right. You put the hand on the chest. Hey, relax, girl. Maybe that's why the bull rush got him, that the tears were still welling and he didn't see it coming.
Man. Or maybe Derek Barnett whoops his ass.
I don't know. But you know.
Went to the ground. Apparently it was a decent one.
Yeah, it was a good kerfuffle.
Yeah.
But a couple people got involved.
I like that the young fella's out there with a lot of fire. You know, he's battling. I mean, you know, that's a lot of pressure too, man. When you're being brought in to say, okay, you know what? We're drafting you to take over this left tackle spot. You've had decades
of Hall of Famers,
of amazing left tackle play, starting with myself.
That's right.
And I don't know who was there before me. I don't know. But anyway, you know, starting with myself, and then you got first ballot. They should go ahead and start making his jacket now, Jason Peters, and then you got Andre Dillard coming in. That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
That's a lot of pressure. So if you need to cry, man, go ahead, get it out, man.
Well, he got it
Let's
out.
Let's get it out, you know, because I need you to right back in. Let's get right back in, man. You got work to do.
Yeah, he got it out, and then the bull rush, it took him back into Carson's ankle. He clipped his ankle or the back of his heel, whatever it may be.
Before you was Baron Brooks and Bernard Williams kind of like tried it out there for a couple years.
All right, so it started with me.
It did start with you, basically.
I didn't say anything about B. Brooks.
No.
Yeah, but it started with me.
It started with you.
You and Runyon established, look, we've had, God, pretty much 25 years of dominant tackle play in this town.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
You're welcome, Philadelphia. You're welcome. But you know what, though? I look at this rookie class, and I'm like, okay, you got Andre Dillard. You know, he got in a fight. He cried. Okay, that's fine. You get it out. Then my man, Ortega, you know, it's a figure.
Ortega, yeah, you got it.
You know, he got his mom out there with the umbrella, you know, shielding him from the sun, you know. Anyway, you making sure. This is a very interesting rookie class.
If Trey Thomas was coaching on this Eagles squad, I don't care about the tears, whatever, but how do you handle Dillard? Do you go over and do you try to tame him a little bit? Do you try to talk to him a little bit? How would you have handled Dillard yesterday?
Good work. Yeah, good work. I mean, right now, I get it. Like, you don't want to take guys to the ground, you know, but, hey, man, I need you to... Everything about you needs to be aggression.
Yeah.
So, I mean, at that position, everything about you needs to be aggressive. And, you know, I'd rather have that all the time. Because then now, the guys that are going up against him, they're going, you know, he's going hard.
Right.
You know, so, hey.
You're getting everybody's best now.
I'd rather him be always on and then instead of you trying to always trying to get him going. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
Exactly. You don't want it the other way.
Yeah. Good job. Do you?
I mean, you could have, you know, a Danny Watkins type, you know?
Yeah.
Would you rather have Andre Dillard's aggression or Danny Watkins?
Well, that, you know, that's the one position, offensive line, defensive line. How can you stop? You can give the ball to a runner and he can go kind of through the hole and then he stop. But you can't stop as an offensive lineman and defensive lineman. I mean, it's one-on-one.
Well, I think what it was that, you know, you're used to going to a certain point, especially when it's a 10-10-10 practice, when you're just out there in jerseys and shells. I mean, sometimes it's still full tilt, but, you know, you don't want to take a guy to the ground.
No.
And there were a couple of instances, I guess, where he took a guy to the ground and, you know, it didn't. And I think he took one of the safeties or someone down to the ground. And,
yeah,
you know,
Cyprian, right? Something happened there, I think it was.
Yeah, you know, that almost, they had to hold him back. Hold him, hold me back. And then, you know, so, you know, it is what it is. But I would much rather he be aggressive now instead of it being someone that you got to poke and prod to try to get out of him, you know. He's not somebody that, you know, that you got to, come on, man, come on, we need you to turn it on.
Get mean.
He's already dead. I like that.
I like to see it, too, because as we talked about many times, the label that has been put upon him, Andre Dillard, is smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Smooth. And I asked you last week, I said, hey, you know, is smooth covering toughness and physicality? Is it, he's very, very smooth, but is he also physical? This is showing that he kind of is. Did you see physicalness in his first game, the preseason game last Thursday?
You know what? I thought it was good. You know, of course he wasn't around there just slapping cats around, but he wasn't getting pushed around either.
Right, right.
You know, he wasn't getting pushed around. And really, at the end of the day, man, you want five pricks out there. You know, you want five guys that's just like, look, I don't care about anybody. I'm coming to punch you in your face, and let's go move on from there. You know, and if you don't like it, I'm here.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm not changing.
Yeah, I'm not. If you don't like what I'm doing, you know, but it's gonna keep coming.
Yeah,
and that's what you want. You want five guys out there that don't care about what the other person on the other side of the field's feelings.
Yeah, and frankly, it's gonna make Derek Barnett a better player.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, and I think Barnett,
like, he still has a lot to prove. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
he's acting like he's an all-pro veteran out there. Like, I get it; it's frustrating. But dude, that's gonna make you better.
Yeah,
pressure builds diamonds, as they say.
I think that me and Hugh used to say it all the time, man. The greatest boxer sparring partner was just as deadly.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So hey, let's go. Let's go get it.
Yeah, so that was kind of the big news that came out yesterday, was Andre Dillard going at it with Derek Barnett. I don't mind it. Trey, you make great points. You don't want to have to prod somebody into playing tougher. It was funny watching. I watched the first episode of Hard Knocks last night because I hadn't got a chance to see it, and they were going through the same thing. Their rookie safety, the kid Abram, I think he's a safety cornerback. Jonathan Abram was just going too hard, and Gruden had to pull him over and say, "Yo, dude, you can't be hitting our guy." He was blowing up, you know, like somebody come out to block him on a screen. He's blowing people up, and they're not.
Awesome.
They're in shorts.
Gruden's like, "Look, this is why we drafted you, and we love it, but not right now."
Take it out on the other team. Now
it's
not the time.
Wait until we put on pads. Until we put on pads. Now, there's a time and place for it. I mean, when the pads come on, all right, but don't now. Now, what you can't be is you can't be a pit bull out there when you're in shorts, but then you're a little handbag dog when the pads come on.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You got to be that all the time.
Yeah.
You got to be that aggressive dog all the time now, you know. But, I don't mind it, man. You know, the cry, you know, that was a little, you know, it caught me off guard.
That was different.
That was a little different,
but yeah. Hey.
It's 2019. We don't cry shame.
Hey, no cry shaming, man. No cry shaming.
Yeah.
You know,
we're all very comfortable with ourselves. And we can all cry together.
I cry all the time.
I cried. When Skylar was born, I cried.
Yeah. I watch a movie, man. I cry. Certain movies, certain songs, I get all. Sometimes it's the sports movies, you know.
Yeah.
Like, especially when I watch like Seabiscuit and, you know, like Big Red and, you know, Remember the Titans, you know, like movies like that.
Strong side.
Yeah.
Weak side.
And then my wife just looks over at me. She's like, I know you're over there crying. Look at your big ass over there crying. You got your feet up.
Seabiscuit. That's a great mental image.
Yeah, hey, I want the horse to win, man. Come on. Ride the horse.
Trey in his sectional, you know, blank it up.
Yeah. Come on, Seabiscuit.
Come on, Big Red. Run that horse. That's a big red.
That's terrific. So another big series tonight, yawn, for the Phillies going against the Cubs. Started off, you got, who's pitching tonight again?
Vargas.
Yeah. All right, Vargas.
Get excited.
Great. Yeah, get excited. So we'll do a lot of Eagles talk today. A couple of other things we want to talk about. I just brought up Hard Knocks, and we want to throw this out there. Jamie, great idea by you. If there was any Philly team, any of the four Philly teams through the years that you would love to have Hard Knocks, them to be the subject of Hard Knocks, who would it be? We're not talking just football. We're talking football, basketball, baseball, hockey.
Yeah, I just love the idea of Hard Knocks itself.
Is terrific. And don't give any away because, you know, there probably is limited ones. But give us a team from Philly, a year, group of guys that you would have loved to have seen the cameras behind the scenes with them. So we'll hit on that today. Also, I want to talk about Gleyber Torres. Oh, my God. So we'll talk about Yankees' Gleyber Torres, and I want to ask a question about him if you ever seen anything like it also. Dak Prescott, going to maybe turn down a whole lot of money, and people are saying he should because he's better than Carson Wentz. So we'll look at those numbers that people are putting out there. ESPN2 has their fantasy football marathon going on, so maybe we could talk a little fantasy. But mostly Eagles Sixers schedule came out yesterday. We'll go over that. And basically just make it an all-encompassing day. Time here at the Fanatic 612.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Trey, one of the videos I saw yesterday was of Barrett Brooks going one-on-one, doing push-offs. It wasn't, you know, 100% full speed, but it was contact coming in. It was planning. It was pushing.
Oh, yeah.
7 months.
Brandon.
Today. What did I say?
Well, you said Barrett.
I'm sorry. I'm having trouble with first names today. So, Brandon, is that possible? 7 months ago today? Is he going to be ready for week one?
I think so, man. We went and had lunch yesterday, man. Yeah, it's looking good for him right now. We had dinner. We didn't have lunch. Yeah, we went to PJ's for a quick minute last night.
Did it? Medford? Yeah. PJ's Medford?
Yeah.
I've visited some wings, there many you know, times.
Had a couple wings for a little bit and chopped it up. He's coming around pretty good. Looking good. Yeah.
Feels good?
Yeah. Yeah, feels awesome, good. You know, as you can see in the video, man, he looks like that he's working, trying to get himself back in there, have some of the guys go up against him just so he can see how he feels. And that's just a progression of it.
Yeah, the more he gets in, the more comfortable he'll feel. I mean, you know, Trey, coming back from injuries is as much mental as it is physical.
Exactly. So you need to see that, all right, my Achilles can handle it, you know, and then you're working up against some bigger guys to kind of give you some pressure. Now, I think at some point he's going to have to go and get cleared by a doctor just so they can let him know what the deal is. But I think he's going to be on point.
How much of a mental aspect is it that Jamie brought up? You had the back situation. You came back from it. You didn't miss all that much time, and a back for an offensive lineman, that's probably more than an Achilles.
Yeah, it sucked. I had a walker. I was out in California. That's why I hate LA. So that's where I had my surgery, and I remember having a walker and going to like the mall, just kind of move around for a little bit. And this old head came through with his walker, and he was like, "Hey, man, you need to put some tennis balls down there, man.
Oh yeah.
Trying to help you out with your walker. You know, uh-huh. I'm trying to help you accessorize your walker. You know. So, but yeah.
Did he give you the nod? Like Jeep owners, if they pass each other, they'll kind of like give me
or motorcyclists. Yeah.
Did the walker guy give you like the Razzie guy?
He kind of gave me like that. What's up? You know what I'm saying? And then he kind of came over, like he eased over with his walk, and he was like, "Hey man, look, I'm gonna try to help you out, a little young blood." You know
what kind of model you got there?
Yeah, you know you might want to put some tennis balls back there. Cut you open some tennis balls and put it on the back there. That kind of help you out, smooth out your ride right now. But I, you know what? When I had my back surgery, I always had a workout clause in my contract, and I forfeited my workout clause that year just so I could train with someone else to kind of help make sure that I came back right.
Right.
Yeah.
But mentally, did it affect you for a while? Did you think about it when you came back? Were you?
Nah, I was good. But you know, once you have back surgery, I mean, it's you just have back issues from there. You know, but you know, it was cool.
Yeah. So you got that going on. Brandon Brooks, it looks like he could be ready early in the season. Like you said, Trey, he probably needs medical clearance. Week one, maybe it's a stretch, maybe it's a go. But it goes back to what we were talking yesterday. I don't think, I'm pretty positive, I'm sure you are too, he won't go in preseason. It looks like we know Lane Johnson shut down for preseason. Jason Peters, I think I'd like to see. Is it his call, Trey? Could it be they say, if you want to get out there, you let us know?
I think right now, man, it's all on the coaches. I'm pretty sure right now, the way things are going, you might not see any of these guys during the preseason. You know, I think they're putting everything on this on the practice that they're going to be going up against with Baltimore, and then hey, let's go. You know, you want to hit the ground running. This is the new era of football.
Was the joint practices a thing when you guys were in camp, or that's fairly
newer? We only did it 1 year.
Okay,
we did it 1 year when I played my rookie year. We practiced against Buffalo.
And did you find it to be helpful or better than regular practice, I guess?
My rookie year, man. Hell,
yeah.
I was just...
Very,
very happy to be here.
Well, I guess... So you got Baltimore coming in next week. Are they coming here or are the Eagles going there?
I think they're coming in.
Mm-hmm. So would you rather have that, Trey? Would you rather have the team come in, have 3 days of practice against somebody else, hitting somebody else, going hard, as opposed to putting more stock into a preseason game?
I mean, you know, if you can control it, you know, as long as you get guys to come out of there healthy, I mean, you can, because what's going to happen with this? This gives you a chance to work against someone else. When you're working against the same person all the time, you kind of get used to what they're going to give you. You get used to their little giveaways, you know, their little tips. So this is going to give you a little opportunity to work against somebody that you haven't seen. That's their timing is going to be totally different from what you're used to. So, you know, and it's still in a controlled environment, you know, and, if this is how it's going to go anyway. Now, moving forward, especially if you take away the other two preseason games, this is the new norm of the NFL now. I mean, rest everybody, keep everybody fresh, and then you move on from there.
Yeah, and
this is our new norm.
it's vitally important now. If you're keeping the guys out of the preseason game, this is the best live action you're going to get until the season starts.
Yeah.
So for Carson Wentz, he's going to see, you know, DBs and safeties flying around. I guess, I don't know how it works, Trey, but I guess blitz packages, whatever you might want to do, maybe you're showing some of that in this. You're going to be working on that if you're Baltimore's defensive unit, right?
Yeah, because this gives you opportunity to work against a group, and you don't have to play this team. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So this isn't a team that you're going to see during the season. So you can go ahead and, all right, you don't want to give them everything, but you can give them a little something to go out there, you know, just to test out a couple things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I'm disappointed that Dallas Goedert is down for the rest of training camp, because against Baltimore, a team you don't see, not that we would see it, but I'd like to hear what happens when they go full tilt against another team with that double tight end set.
And it's still not going to be full tilt now. You're not going to do any live periods.
Quarterbacks don't get hit.
Yeah, no quarterbacks are getting hit. It's not going to be anything live, a tackle to the ground. Everything is going to be thud. Of course, you're going to have a couple renegades out there that's going to, you know, try to get a little extra in there. You might have another kerfuffle, but, you know, or two. But who knows? You know, I think that it's still going to be in a controlled environment, and you do whatever you can to try to avoid injury.
Yeah, so that's what they have coming up now, and it's pretty much the only thing we have to look forward to, because like Trey said, I don't think, he doesn't think, a lot of us don't think that many regulars are going to get into preseason games. So we're going to have to wait on the beat reporters to tell us how it goes against Baltimore. The most live action that most of the starters are going to get during this training camp, during the preseason, leading up to the season opener on September 8th against Washington. So we'll see how that plays out with Baltimore. Let's switch gears a little bit. Yesterday, NBA schedule came out. One of your favorite days of the year, Jamie Lynch?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, right? I know you were doing... Did you wake up from your nap to take a listen at 3 o'clock?
Yeah, I had the alarm set for 2:55, wake right up, and...
Why are you poo-pooing the NBA schedule?
No, I mean, I was excited. I just can't believe it's a TV show. Do they still? I knew it used to be prime time. At least now it's 3 o'clock.
Woj was doing something. Yeah.
Woj is always doing something. So schedule comes out. Not surprisingly, the Sixers have 41 home games, 41 away games.
Wow.
Yeah. There
is
it
that
is.
New this year?
Uh huh. So you got 6 on ABC, national television, 6 ABC, 9 ESPN, 9 TNT, and 12 on NBA TV. So that's a total of what 36? Jane, is that what we said?
36. Fifth most in the league.
Fifth most in the league behind the usual suspects like Lakers, Golden State, Houston, and Clippers, I believe. Not
that's
in that
exactly
order.
What it was. Lakers are first. I think actually Houston is first. I believe Lakers and Clippers are second, and Houston's in there as well.
And what really ticked me off, and Wendy was the one who brought it up when I first heard it because I didn't dive into the Lakers schedule. 10 of their first 14 games are home. One of those teams is a playoff team. And as you mentioned earlier today, James, somehow their travel has been cut back by a few thousand miles.
Yeah, like 4,500 miles, something like that. Yeah, just doing LeBron all the favors they can to make sure he's in the playoffs.
I guess. I mean, when you have somebody you have to ride, you got to ride him. And NBA's not keeping it a secret of what they're doing.
Yeah.
But the Sixers open up. I love the opening game. Wednesday night, October 23rd, ESPN, 7:30. The hated Boston Celtics.
Yeah, Al Horford. Welcome.
Yeah. I couldn't imagine a better opening, a home game. Sixers haven't opened in home, it seems like, in a while.
I mean, it's become their rival, you know?
Yeah.
Their new rival. It's always been a rival, but it's, you know, when you become great, you get enemies. And our enemy are the Celtics. And it's going to be great. Opening night, I can't wait.
Yeah,
this just sucks that it's late October. I know it's because of the FIBA tournament.
Right.
And it gets pushed back, but that seems like forever away still, doesn't
it? That's all right. Let's football.
So I know,
football. Football carries over. But, you know, a couple of years ago, I guess I was still writing before I came over, and I said, you know, the greatest thing about the process and what's going on, it looks like the Celtics are a young and upcoming team, and so are the Sixers, and this rivalry is going to last forever. And then the Celtics get rid of everybody.
Yeah.
And the Sixers kind of pluck, you know, one of their key members.
Their two best players for the last 3 years.
Kyrie Irving gone. And it's,
or 2 years.
Yeah, so it's gone. The Jason Tatum's, you know, the rivalry is kind of like maybe gone down a notch on the ladder, but still, opening night, Boston, that's great. A little bit of a downer. 9 of the first 13 games are away, including a West Coast trip that includes Portland, Phoenix, Utah, Denver. 3 of those 4 teams are really good. 3 of those 4 teams probably would compete in the East.
Yeah.
For a top spot.
Oh, absolutely.
So, you know, it's a tough hoe to begin with. And then, of course, you go
say
through
a tough hoe to begin with?
Yeah. Not a hoe like a ho-ho. H-O-E. Ho. You never heard that saying, tough hoe?
No.
Like a gardening hoe?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe.
Wait. Can we get back to that, Rob?
Why would you begin with a tough hoe?
Yeah.
Why would you end with a tough hoe?
Makes no sense.
Wait, is that a saying?
I think it is.
That's not a saying.
That just come out?
You just make that up?
Yeah. No, tough hoe.
I've never heard of that.
You got tough hoes on your mind.
What's a tough hoe?
It's a bad bitch alert.
I've never heard that before.
A bad bitch alert.
A tough hoe first?
I've never heard of this.
Yeah.
Bobby, what were you Googling last night?
I don't know. No, last night was boring.
Tough hoes.
Well, it was boring until you went on the tough hoe.
Toughhoes.com, Bob Cooney's
tough
homepage.
Tough hoe. Tough to hoe. There's a saying in there, Trey.
They say it's a tough row to hoe.
Oh, yeah, tough row to hoe. I forgot row.
It's a tough row to hoe.
Wait, okay. How could you?
Why
would
just
you
a tough
hoe a road?
Yeah.
Tough road to hoe.
Not a road. A tough row.
Yeah.
Yeah,
wow, why did I mess that up?
Yeah, let's start over. Something really important.
So the Sixers go 9 of their first 13. That's a tough row to hoe.
Yeah, there you go.
But then other highlights.
That didn't sound right.
No, it didn't. Other highlights of the season, you go November 22nd on a Friday, San Antonio comes in. The next night, you always like San Antonio coming in. And then the next night, Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat come in. Jamie, we talked about a little 5 o'clock hour. If the team's going good, I think he gets a good applause. He didn't do anything wrong.
I think he'll get a majority of applause during introductions, and then I think there'll be some jeering during the game.
Mm-hmm. I think
is about right.
Yeah. I still think it was the Sixers' decision and not his.
So do I.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're going to look at it,
I think they were nervous honestly about giving him that kind of money and that kind of empowerment.
Yeah.
With maybe a young locker room.
Yeah.
That's just my read on the situation.
No, I hear you. I don't mind that. So you got Wednesday night before Thanksgiving. Sacramento's here. Just going through it. Of course, December 25th, the big one. Trey, did you hear our poll question?
No, I did not.
Oh, this is pretty awesome, and I'm anxious to hear. So our poll question today, our morning poll brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. So, Jamie, why don't you tell us what our poll question of the day is for Trey.
So, Trey, my cousin works with the owner of the Bucks up in New York.
Okay.
He works on the financial world that I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
And he texts me yesterday and he goes, and he's pretty friendly with the owner, works right by him. He's flown out to Milwaukee with him on his jet and stuff. And he texts me yesterday and he's like, yo, if I got offered Christmas Day tickets, would you be able to go? And my first reaction was, well, hell yeah. The owner's seats, big national game.
Yeah.
And then I was like, but wait, it's Skyler's first Christmas. Pretty sure my mom and Addie and all the females in my life would hate me. But they are the owner's tickets.
Yeah. Why do you need to sacrifice like that? I mean, the child is not going to remember the first Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Addie will.
Yeah, but I mean, what is he gonna do? Like, oh, be there. Look, you got you a pacifier.
Alright, hold on. Christmas Day. No. Christmas Day, first baby.
Yeah.
The game's at 2:30. He leaves at noon. Addie goes to dinner with his family, because that's what they do every year.
Yeah.
With his family, and he's gone from like noon to 6 o'clock, and then shows up a little bleary eyed. Yeah.
I would miss the entire party.
I'm telling you that.
So what time would you leave to get out there?
Because we're out in the Christmas Eve, Christmas morning. We're out in the suburbs. I'd probably have to leave around noon. Yeah.
I'll just pull a work card.
Yeah, the fly to the game. No, wait.
It's at home. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a home game.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you good?
Home game. He gets up. He gets back home at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, this is home game. Yeah, you good?
Little bleary eyed baby's first Christmas.
Yeah,
oh, Jamie,
Aunt
Weezy gave her the most delightful outfit that you'll ever see. But never mind.
It's
weren't
a home
here.
Game.
Yeah. I know it's a
home
game.
You're not flying anywhere. You're good. It's a home game. You're good.
See.
Yeah, I think you're good.
All right. Well, that's our poll question.
Because you're
going to
open gifts early in the morning anyway.
Oh, yeah. We're going to do that Christmas Eve and Christmas morning.
Oh, yeah. You're good.
It's just a party out at the cousins.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to spend your Christmas with your in-laws.
Yeah.
With your significant other.
It's actually one of my favorite.
It's not his in-laws.
It's one of my favorite parties of the year, though.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's hers, too.
It's a good gathering.
I think you're good.
But these could be free, like, courtside seats, potentially.
Yeah, you're good.
How do I say no to that?
Yeah, you're not jumping on the plane anyway. I mean, you're right there. You're still in the city.
Time's Addie get up. I think we might have to call her
baby
today.
Skylar wakes up right about now.
Yeah.
Well, does Addie listen in the morning?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, I think you're good.
I think we might need a phone call from Addie.
I haven't run this by her yet. I didn't mention it. It was a one-off text chain last night. This is not a group text.
As I told my family when I took this job, you're all open. So everything that happens, you never know.
I would just say, I don't want to go. I have to go for work.
Yeah, she's not going to buy that, dude.
Yeah, she will.
No, she won't. You have no clue. So, going back, January 25th, Lakers come in with LeBron. Three nights later, the 28th, Golden State comes in. So that's a pretty good 1-2 punch. Then you have a four-game road trip. There's a lot of four-game road trips sprinkled in here. Nothing more than that, so it's not too bad. Your second West Coast trip comes in early March when you play the Clippers, Lakers at Sacramento and at Golden State. So that's your second road trip, and then you have another a little over a month to end the season. They end with 3 out of 4 on the road and 3 tough games. Actually, their final 5 games, Milwaukee at home, at San Antonio, at New Orleans, at Memphis, but it's coming on the back end of a 3-game road trip, and then they host Charlotte at home to finish up the season. So, 13 back-to-back games, Trey.
65-7. Or 75-7.
Wow. Yeah, no big deal. I'll take that money. So, you got 13 back-to-back games. If Joel Embiid sits out all 13, He'll play 69 games this year. Does that
there
sound about
go.
Good
yeah,
to you?
Yeah, I like it.
All right. Maybe that's the number that he has to look to shoot for. So we got Eagles at Baltimore coming in. Of course, I got the game in Jacksonville on Thursday, but it looks like Nick Foles isn't going to play. It looks like Carson Wentz isn't going to play. It looks like none of the regulars for the Eagles is going to play. Just another boring Thursday night. But what's not boring? Burger Brawl. That's right. Philly Burger Brawl is back. Presented by Jim Beam. New date, Sunday, September 15th. New location, Philadelphia Navy Yard. Enjoy unlimited bites of burgers from the top competing restaurants in the city. Plus, there is an incredible cocktail competition featuring Jim Beam Black inside the Jim Beam Bourbon Garden. Proceeds benefit the Philadelphia School District. The event raises money to outfit underserved schools with the latest technology. For more information and to purchase tickets, to go to phillyburgerbrawl.com. We'll hit on more Eagles, more Sixers. We have a couple of things we want to bring up. Dak Prescott compared to Carson Wentz. A whole bunch of stuff to hit here early on. 640 here at the Fanatic.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Farzetta and Trey show. Trey Thomas is here. Mark Farzetta still out with his new baby. Bob Cooney filling in. Jamie Lynch here. We got Pat Egan producing. Sam Wilson running around. Something came up yesterday. So it appears that Dak Prescott, the money woes just continue for the Cowboys. And I don't think any of us feel real bad for them. But as we know, Ezekiel Elliott...
Go for 50, Dak.
Yeah, just keep bumping that up. So Ezekiel Elliott, as we all know, is holding out, even though he has 2 years left on his contract.
Still in Mexico?
Yeah.
Question mark?
Somebody said, you know, and you don't come back from there, like, in shape.
Yeah,
know?
Like, you can go work out on the beach all you want, but something tells me Zeke isn't getting the same conditioning he would at camp.
Yeah, I'm thinking at camp you're not eating lobster and, you know, drinking maybe some fine wine or something like that.
Probably
but,
not as much.
So
speaking of fine wines, you see who's a big, what do they call the vineyard owners?
Yeah.
Vintner, right?
Okay.
Charles Woodson.
That's a tough road to hoe.
Yeah, Charles Woodson cabs. And he's got a sports bar out in Napa, far from the Raiders facility. He opened up Napa's first beer, wine, sports bar.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
CharlesWoodsonCabs.com.
There you
I like
go.
That's not an ad. I just saw it yesterday. Peter King was drinking it out at Raiders camp, and I was like, huh. Charles Woodson is a vintner now.
You got to give that a try.
Oh, Guy Fieri will probably be at that place.
He was on the first episode of Hard Knocks.
Yes, he was.
Hey, he
was
lives
on the sideline. Yeah. Yeah. Guy Fieri's got a good life.
Yeah.
I mean, he worked hard, but yeah. I mean, it's his shows are all fun. He seems like a pretty decent dude.
Yeah, he seems like a
sports fan.
I've heard he's a great guy, like from people that have actually met him. I've heard he's a really good guy. Yeah.
When I was on the road with the Sixers, I would look up places that he did on that Diver's Drive.
Yeah.
Divers,
triple D,
diners, drive-ins, and dives. Guys, come on, get it right.
And I would try to hit a lot of the places, that he went to, and that was like always. But anyway, so Dak Prescott yesterday apparently was offered $30 million a year.
Yeah,
said no thanks.
Hell
no,
I don't want $30 mil.
Yeah, he said no thanks.
Yeah.
Now, don't be that old head, but what do you think of that?
I support that.
Yeah.
Yeah, go for 40. Go for 50, man. Do you? The more this team has issues, I'm all for it. Just keep go for 60.
I mean, it's kind of unbelievable in that they don't have an option outside of Dak, so they kind of have to there.
Right.
Ezekiel Elliott, you kind of need. So he's kind of got you by the short ones a little bit. Amari Cooper, you gave up 2 first-round draft picks for, so you pretty much have to sign him too. And then you got Jalen Smith and Byron Jones, who are homegrown guys that you want to pay as well.
Right.
And then by the time
Van Der Esch is going to come up.
Van Der Esch, they're in a potential like cap hell here. Like they have some money coming up that they can free up for all this.
Right.
But if Dak takes up like close to $40 million, it's going to get real sticky down there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you have to with Cooper, Zeke, and Dak. You have to.
Plus, the most recent memory that Cowboys fans have of playoff success, of Super Bowls, were those three positions being stars. When you had, you know, you had the quarterback in Troy Aikman, you had the running back in Emmitt Smith, and you know who was catching balls until he got slammed to the turf at Veterans Stadium.
Timmy Howell.
So, yeah, so, you know, I mean, is that the recipe? Is that their most recent recipe that they remember? And they're going to have to go that way. But they're going to have to spend a lot of money in the years coming up.
Yeah, I don't know how the Joneses are. I don't know how well they understand the salary cap. To be honest,
I don't know who the capologist is. I think, but it doesn't look good.
Well, I'm sure they have a more numbers guy than Stephen Jones, the son, but he's kind of like the head-to-head or day-to-day operations guy. And he was touting off about how they have three stud linebackers. I'm going, Stephen, do you understand that today's NFL, like, nickel is the base package anymore?
Yeah. Pretty much.
Like, you don't need three linebackers anymore.
They're linebackers.
Hey, we're going to line up 4-3.
Yeah.
Jalen
Smith and Van Der Esch are phenomenal.
Yeah. And but like Sean Lee before that, which I guess he's just...
You don't really need to invest all that money in linebackers anymore.
Don't give him advice, Jamie.
Sorry. Don't let
him do that. Let him do it.
Will Cain from ESPN yesterday comes out with...
he's a known Cowboys fan. Just
basically saying, yeah, Dak Prescott's right. He shouldn't take that money because you know what? He should get paid more than Carson Wentz. And these are the numbers that he threw out there to prove his point. And I just lost it.
Hold on, one second.
We had a mistake. Okay, here we go.
Toughhose.com infiltrating your
phone. Did you think I should do something with that?
By the way, I looked it up during the break. The domain name is available for you.
Okay.
If you want to start a new career.
Tough Hoes?
Yeah.
Toughhoes.com is available. Yeah, Bobby.
You can be a porn guy, Bob.
Yeah, Bobby. Let's support this, Bobby.
If there's somebody made for it, it's me. So here's Will Cain. Here's the side that he takes for Dak Prescott to make more money than Carson Wentz. Dak Prescott, 3 playoff starts. Carson Wentz, 0. Career record, Dak, 32-16, Carson, 23-17. Division titles, 2 for Dak, 1 for Wentz. Quarterback rating, Dak 96, Wentz 92. And then he goes a little bit, not deeper, but goes win percentage, Dak 66.7, Carson 57.5. Touchdowns, interceptions, Dak 67-25, Carson 70-28, completion percentage, 66, Dak 64, Carson.
Numbers don't lie. Pay the man.
Makes a case.
Pay him $45 a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, he deserves it. I totally agree.
Based on those numbers, he deserves $60.
I'm pushing Will Cain's
$60
million
a year.
Yeah. Why not?
Go get a Dak.
And you know what? Zeke is probably the best running back ever, so you got to at least equal what you're going to give Dak.
A lot of people are saying that Amari Cooper is modern-day Jerry Rice.
I think the comparison is equal. Yes.
Yeah.
And then forget everybody else. You have those three. You really don't need anything.
Yeah.
And you have Jason Witten.
Jason Witten's back, his hair, no hair though.
But he grew the beard and has the cap on backwards all the time now. He goes straight from helmet to cap.
So let me ask you, he named his helmet. Did he name his toupee?
He named his helmet?
Yeah.
What's his helmet's
name? He said in an interview, I'll find it, but basically the whole helmet rule with AB, Jason Witten was saying that he also has a helmet that he's worn for years, but he actually named it. I'll find the name for you. But
How about this?
Is it named Geppetto?
it's not named Geppetto. I can tell you that right now.
I just looked up what he's making this year.
Who, Witten?
Witten. Take a guess.
5.
I was going to say 10 to 12.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's 4.3.
Wow. Yeah. They got him on the cheap.
I mean, I guess.
He's making a little bit more than what he was making at ESPN.
Would you want to pay 4.3 your cap to Jason Witten?
No. But
right?
He is the end all be all. I mean you can't put a price tag on someone that
he's a deity.
Yeah. I mean the guy
a deity, a god.
Oh, okay.
He grew the country. Like, he's
a deity?
He's all encompassing.
Deity?
Deity? Tomato tomato?
Yeah. All right. It's tomato tomato.
Yeah.
That's a tough hoe, right?
Toughhoe.com.
Oh, man. And also, listen, because of Hard Knocks, what we were talking about earlier, watching the Raiders on Hard Knocks, give us a team from the Philadelphia area, any team, any era, the guys that were on that team that you would have loved to have seen Hard Knocks cameras follow.
Hold on. Jason Witten's helmet name was Betsy.
Betsy, yeah.
So what was his toupee's
why?
Name?
Yeah, what do you name the toupee, though? If you name the helmet Archie. Betsy, is the toupee named Geppetto?
What is up with you and Geppetto?
I don't know.
That's the name you latched onto this morning, Geppetto?
I don't know.
That's got to be Bobby's porn name now.
It just popped into my head. I don't know.
Betsy, huh?
What's wrong
Betsy.
With you?
Betsy is the helmet.
Does he love Betsy?
I don't know.
Does he take Betsy home with him?
Betsy? Does he sleep with Betsy?
Does he light candles with Betsy?
Does he like to have a helmet in his bed every night?
I don't know.
Polishes it? Like, it looks like a star?
Wax that?
Plays into your hole? I don't know. Who knows?
Does he wax that? You're messed up.
He goes on toughhose.com and has fun with Betsy.
Graf and Media, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Graf?
Who's Betsy?
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.